Naked On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're Lucy and Reg from Opposite Sex.
And we're here to talk about our new album, High Drama.
It's been a few years since your last release. What have you been up to since then, and what does this album mean for you?
We recorded it a long time ago.
It was just after we got back from the States in 2006. So this was recorded in 16. This was recorded in summer 2017. So it's pretty aged.
Yeah, it's crazy because when you say 2017, it almost doesn't feel so long ago. But it's like, wow, that was actually 4 years ago around.
Yeah. And I mean, by that time, the songs were feeling quite old.
We'd already been, they were really refined. We'd already, hello, Albert. My little boy's just woken up.
Hello.
He's got his sheep.
We were thinking of writing a rock opera at one point. We were thinking of trying to put the songs into a story so that they made a rock opera. But they're all about the same thing, which is basically my love life for all my ones. So it was a bit of a boring story.
Is that kind of the story behind the title, High Drama? Does that relate to that?
Yeah, that's fine.
I guess so. We didn't think a whole lot about the... it's just quite a melodramatic album, I think.
I like that's a great way to describe your album, melodramatic.
I thought it was called Hers Melodrama, so we couldn't use that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're so right. Well, the first track off the album is called Shoots Me Like a Knife. What's that one about?
I wrote it and played it to Reggie, and Reggie said that's the worst song we've ever played. And then you changed your mind and said it was the best song we'd ever played. And then you said
what I said was it's the worst song you've ever written. It's fantastic.
You said it was the worst song I'd ever written.
Yeah, but I thought it sounded like Bryan Adams.
Changed your mind.
Yeah.
I worked quite hard on the lyrics considering they're not very serious lyrics. But it's just everything's kind of, it doesn't make sense. Shoots me like a knife. So it's when I see you with another guy, it burns me like a gun, chokes me like a rifle.
Hits me like a noose.
Cuts me like a fire. Yeah. So it doesn't make sense. And then we wanted to make it a bit like Bird is the Word.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What's Bird is the Word?
Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word.
I can tell it. I can smell it.
Combine Harvester. is the first single off our album. It's, again, none of these songs are very serious, but it's kind of I've written quite a few murder songs, and this was one of the murder songs. I think we had the bass line for ages, and we didn't know what to do with it.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Because it was kind of a boneheaded bass line to begin with.
Yeah.
But then something magical.
Yeah, I remember I was looking to uni one day, and the words pretty much just appeared in my head in a perfect... Well, I say perfect, and fully formed.
Yeah, and it was a fun song to arrange as well, because it went through a lot of different permutations until we settled on it. It's one of my favourite songs to play. It's just really dynamic. And
yeah, and it's quite hard to play. I still struggle to play it. Basically, it's an embittered lover, and it's so the chorus is, "You were the love of my life. Now I don't care if you fall into the long, long, loving arms of the combine harvester." So it's about running over someone with your ex-boyfriend with the combine harvester and pretending it was an accident.
Shame.
in the wheat.
Dick on a Throne. It started out as something else. Like, we just started playing it, and then Reggie did the sleaziest, grossest guitar I've ever heard over top of it. And then I just started singing these really dirty lyrics. And then it turned into a kind of a quite hateful thing against kind of men in general. I've actually softened a bit on the topic since then. I think it was kind of peak frustration with man time for me.
When I saw you the other day, you were hot, and that's great. Too deep before I realized you're a creep. So there's a couple of things that I'm gonna say that I think you should know.
Thank you.
The next song, Owls Do Cry, was our first honest stab writing a rock opera. Lucy came to the lyrics. You'd been doing a paper on
Janet Frayne. Yeah. Yeah, so some of the lyrics were inspired by bits from Janet Frayne's book, Owls Do Cry, and it starts with the bit from The Tempest she used as an epilogue, where the bee sucks, there suck I. But you did a lot of the arranging of this one, eh? And the kind of
just to make it into a song is rather like a real journey. Yeah, because it was originally one of Lucy's piano songs, because Lucy had just started doing her solo stuff at the time.
Yeah.
And I think she sent me the idea on, you know, just a home recording on my phone one day. We just hijacked it.
Summer, never lie.
So Dinosaur, again, it was that bass line, we'd been playing it over and over and over again for years, and we couldn't get it to fit into a song. And I had it on a constant loop at home, and it transformed from this angular rock thing into this really quiet, reserved song about power, basically. And I never really knew what it was about until we were playing it on stage in Memphis.
Yeah.
And it was about a month out from
the election.
And we'd been traveling through the country, and there was just this air that Donald Trump might actually win this thing. And we were warned not to talk about it in public. Yeah. Or engage in any political conversations in public, because people might actually just go you. And anyway.
And then there was a gunshot in Memphis, do you remember?
That's right, across the road. But yeah, I was just on stage in Memphis singing this song, and it was like, right, this is.
And just the repeated bass line and then the single hit on the snare drum.
Yeah.
It's quite ominous. But the reason it's called Dinosaur is because originally the bass line made Reggie want to walk around the house like a dinosaur.
That is true.
And you showed me what it made you do one day.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard they tore it down and drawn a sheet. And I heard it's more than they would care. And you know what it's worth. Some distant ground, some scoured face. A change would only return, but it won't come back. And we're off on a long road. We're better off without that dinosaur. And we're off on a long road home. But we're better off without that dinosaur. More than they would care to see. and you know what it's worth. Some distant ground, some scoured face. The change would only return, but it won't come back. Now we're off on a long road home. We're better off without that dinosaur. And we're off dinosaur.
was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.